The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more connecting online, and more personal information potentially being exposed to identity thieves. But with a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist, you don't have to face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. If your identity is stolen, they'll work to fix it, backed by the LifeLock Million Dollar Protection Package. Spend more time on more holiday fun, not identity worries. Go to LifeLock.com/FoxPod to save up to 25% your first year.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's the sound of switching your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling. Harness the best converting checkout and same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Stop leaving sales on the table. Discover why millions trust Shopify to build, grow, and run their business. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech23.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
That is Susan Sarandon. And after she was confronted by UTA and say, listen, afraid now the Jews would feel like it's like to be a Muslim, way out of bounds. Her agents are Jewish, UTA, and they confronted her and said, listen, it's unbelievably hurtful what you said. It's way off base. What are you talking about? She apologized and then doubled down. So they fired her. But a lot of people, if you're not speaking out against it and deciding to stay silent, both things are out of control and really surprising. Yuval David is a celebrated Emmy Award-winning actor, host, director, and filmmaker who has won over 100 international film festival awards. Yuval, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor to be here and to share important information with our American public.
This should not be a hard decision to make. I mean, we saw what happened on October 7th. It was a massacre of the likes of which no one in the modern world has seen before. And Israel is, outside the UK, along with the UK, our greatest ally in the region, by far the best ally. And yet people are having trouble speaking up or speaking out or have trouble finding out what side they should be on. How do you explain this?
Well, I get very upset when people practice both sides-ism because there aren't two sides. There are multiple sides to this situation. There are multiple perspectives. But truly, if anybody genuinely believes in democracy and how important democratic governments and democratic nations are, they should support other democratic nations. They should not support or justify terrorism. There is no justification for terrorism. There is no justification for terrorist groups and how they subjugate their own people, let alone other peoples. And anybody who calls themselves a human rights or civil rights or social justice warrior needs to really know that that needs to include all people. One of the problems that we're seeing is people are not in people and Israel. So what do you think that represents? I think it represents underlying anti-Semitism and nothing else.
So are you disappointed in individuals? Anyone you mentioned? I mean, a lot of people in Hollywood, I'm sure, are Jewish. And you would think that they'd say, okay, it doesn't matter if I'm a Democrat or Republican. This is wrong and you have my support.
I'm very disappointed with people who have remained silent. Silence is complicity. There are a lot of people within Hollywood, within entertainment and media, who are silent about this because they don't want to affect their numbers. They don't want to lose their audience. They don't want to lose the demographic base that pays attention to them. And they're more concerned about business and appeasing people instead of doing what is right. And I think that's disappointing because we've seen these people speak up about Ukraine. We've seen them speak up about the women who were kidnapped by Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. We've seen them speak about so many other issues, about Afghanistan, right? But Afghanistan, they spoke about it only while it was cool, only while the hashtag was trending. Well, right now, the hashtag Free Palestine is very trendy. So we're getting people on social media posting about this while they know nothing. Now, when it comes to social media, we also have to remember that these are people who look at the cool trends. These are people who also tried to see if they could put a Tide Pod in their mouth or hold a teaspoon of cinnamon in their mouth. these are people who we should be listening to as experts? No, that's why your show is important. That's why people need to recognize who are they receiving the information from? Do they need to listen to Hollywood celebrities like Macklemore, who spoke at a demonstration about that was supporting Hamas and supporting Palestinian causes? In his own speech, he said 3 weeks ago, and this is a paraphrasing, he said that 3 weeks ago he didn't know a lot, but he knew he wanted to learn more. And he did a lot of research in the 3 weeks, and now he knows what is right. That's who they have as a speaker? I think it's ridiculous.
It's nuts. Number one, it's not easy. Like, if people want to come out and say what happened with George Floyd is wrong, you know, there's issues that happen. You know, people might say, oh, Katrina, I blame the government. You know, which side are you on here? Okay, it's obvious what went wrong. This takes studying. You can't just say all of a sudden one day you pick up the Palestinian cause. Come on, Yuval, where was anyone for the Palestinian cause during the Abraham Accords or anything else? Exactly. I would have more respect if they were regularly demonstrating for this. I'd say, wow, that's interesting. They look at the Balfour Declaration. They look at the Oslo Accords. They look at what happened in the 1948 war in 67 and 73. And that's their conclusion. Let's debate it. I'm really shocked, but let's debate it. Do you think anybody knows any of this?
How refreshing to even hear you address these things. I can't tell you how often I have conversations with people from my own LGBTQ liberal, progressive, and Hollywood communities who know nothing. I can't tell you how thankful I am that you just mentioned facts. People need to know facts. They need to use the facts and then shape their opinions based on the facts. One of the problems is these people are trying to force facts to fit their opinions. That does not make sense.
It doesn't.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. As we analyze the 2024 election cycle, make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts, and leave me a rating and review.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more connecting online, and more personal information potentially being exposed to identity thieves. But with a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist, you don't have to face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. If your identity is stolen, they'll work to fix it, backed by the LifeLock $1 Million Protection Package. Spend more time on more holiday fun, not identity worries. Go to LifeLock.com/FoxPod to save up to 25% your first year.
And you just mentioned you're a member of the LGBTQ community. Did they, did any gay person speaking up understand how Hamas views gays? Did they get the building they throw them off of?
It's ridiculous. The concept of this, we're seeing a lot of Queers for Palestine, this organization, or they're not very organized, so I don't want to call them an organization, but a group of people calling themselves Queers for Palestine, who truly have been coming for me for years, accusing me of pinkwashing. And this is now a quote. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? They said years ago, 2018, they accused me of being obviously Zionist and openly Jewish. And they said that with vitriol. They said that as if it's something I should be embarrassed by. My first response was, well, thank you so much for seeing me. I guess my pronouns are he, him, his, and Jew Zionist. So fine, if those need to be my pronouns, absolutely. But how dare they use my identity as an accusation? And it doesn't make sense for LGBTQ people to be against Jewish people. It doesn't make sense for LGBTQIA+, let's use all the letters, to be against Israel. If you are an LGBTQ activist, you must support the governments, the nations, the people who support LGBTQ rights. And you must be against the governments, the ruling parties, the terrorist organization, and the people who are against LGBTQ rights. It makes no sense. But here's a way that I kind of describe it. And I'm very upset with my own LGBTQ movement. I call it a movement more than a community because I don't feel like we're a community. So many of these factions, these anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish factions within the LGBTQ movement, represent the problems of the liberal progressive world that are so, these people who are so dug in ideologically that it would twist their minds to understand actual facts that should shape their opinions as opposed to forcing the facts to fit their opinions. And they're relying on their self-centered narcissism, which reveals bigotry built upon misdirected discomfort and low self-esteem. It is not a victimhood competition. Don't force your own narrative into another situation in order to define that situation. And that's one of the problems we're seeing. People don't understand something, so they're using the language that fits other situations. This is not an issue about racism. This is not an issue about white supremacy. This is not a queer issue. This is a Middle Eastern issue that's been going on for a long time.
And the pushback now among people in the Biden administration's own administration against him. They demand emergency meetings with him. By the way, I'd fire them on the spot. I'm the president. I hired you. Break of a lifetime. Get out. Number two is there's people on the Democratic voting base, and he's got an election coming up in a year. I worry about the president wavering. Do you?
I absolutely do worry about the president wavering because they're worried about public opinion. They're worried about how people are going to vote. And when people who don't have a lot of information, who only read the headlines of articles, if at all, they know that public opinion is going to affect how people vote for them. So if people are receiving information on social media, if people are seeing these pro-Hamas and pro-terrorism demonstrations, and they're saying, oh, we need to think that way. Well, the Biden administration is trying to make sure that they can still capture those voters and not lose them because they're worried that they might lose the election and that the Republicans might win the election. So as opposed to doing what is right, they're worried about the votes. We need leaders who do what is right.
I hear you. Yuval, David, thanks so much. Keep fighting this fight and understand you're doing the right thing. And it's up to these people to educate themselves. But hopefully people will understand what side you're on. Yuval, David, congratulations on your career.
One of the things that I really try to do is to also utilize social media to spread messages that are right. So
at Yuval David, that's how to follow him.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.